Welcome to the show, everybody, by the way. Nick is talking about choking on a hot dog, and at that moment, he was like...
He literally, from the story he told me, which I'll just tell it for you, was he was when we were living in Texas still. He was like eating a hot dog, whatever, and he like took the biggest bite, and I think he thought that it wasn't as much as he thought, and he just swallowed this huge chunk of this hot dog, and he wasn't telling anybody until it came to a point where he was like, oh, I'm like actually choking. So like what my buddy Justin, who does like all of the sound and stuff for my cartoons and like videos and stuff, he was like, are you choking? And I think he was like, and he had to like get up and like give him like
the Heimlich?
Yeah, Heimlich maneuver. And he's like, yeah, he more embarrassed of just like the idea of like, I'm choking a hot dog, which I mean, I get it, you know?
Well, in my mind, I was just like, I think I'm just going to die here because I was like, I was ready to give up. It was like 2 minutes before I even told anybody.
That's insane.
Nick, have you considered being a magician? Like that type of skill, the
2 minutes is a long time.
I know. Like that's like David Blaine level pressure, and he's not folding.
Are you ever in a pool and you try holding your breath for, you're like, I'm going to try to hold it for like a minute.
Yeah, no shit.
Or something? No, my fucking lungs just at like 20 seconds, I'm like, I start getting into panic mode. There's no way.
All right, Nick. Well,
good luck, dude.
I'm going to message you.
Okay. I'll do it.
He won't respond. I'm going to pay him not to respond.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, then I'm going to have a huge fake funeral for him.
And I'll show up crying. This is such a stupid joke. When you said my guy that does all the sounds for my cartoons was like, are you choking? And Nick's like,
yeah, it has like a mic up to it.
Yeah, yeah. Just pulls out a sound pack.
That would be fucking sweet. That would be some actual like behind the scenes stuff you'd want to hear about. Where he's just sitting there and he's just like, so actually the choking sound is actually from a guy who was choking on a Costco hot dog, which is pretty cool.
Bingo.
My name is Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
And fade.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here
back
in
KC.
Back at KC, you know, back in the secondary Golden Studio.
I got to watch Noel's set last night.
He did. I was, and you know, let's let the record show. I was right on time for this recording, just like the last time.
Gave me the most
Andy's custard to join
me. Like backwards, racist, cultural appropriation sense of fucking, like, I don't know, some weird time explanation.
Yeah. I was explaining to Hunter, CP time, color people time. If you are a victim of CP time, please sound off in the comments. If you are a participant or a genetically trapped person in CP time, let me know. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's just, it's, I told you this.
It's too rude.
It's
it's rude. We can start there.
Let's just say it is rude.
Yeah,
we can just put that right out in front. It's just to me is that you own this gigantic company and you cannot just show up on time. Or you show up on time for anything else. Like, and what's weird is that you show up on time for your sets.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But you can't show up on time for this.
Yeah.
And you're even here. Like, you don't know anybody else here. But and you're just like, you just wake up and you're like, I have nothing else to do. I might as well.
But I'm late at home, too.
Yeah, but that's the convenience of your home. Like, you're in your bed and you're like, whatever. All the people that you scold and fucking yell
and
at hit at your job.
Yeah, all that.
Like, those motherfuckers can wait. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get that. Whatever. But I just mean, if you're in a place where you don't even know. Like, when I'm in LA, I know some people, but like, I'm always like, I'm like in a hotel room or something. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm just going to get up and like go out and do some shit.
That's my problem. My hotel room is awesome.
Here?
Yeah.
What hotel is it?
Where are we at, Alex? Spring Hill Suites, man.
Pretty good?
It's great.
That's surprising. And it's by the airport.
And the heater bangs. It's
every
like,
time I've ever stayed in any kind of like Kansas City hotel, it's always like, it feels like any stereotypical movie hotel where it's just like the crispy ass blankets tucked in far too tight, which,
yeah,
you know, is its own sin. But I just, I'm surprised it's actually that good.
No, it's, you would think that being in KC, but the hotel's actually pretty great. And yeah, so I'm waking up cozy as hell.
Okay.
Every morning. So when I got up this morning, you know, I'm on CP time. I'm waking up in my soft bed in Kansas City. I'm like, I'll get there.
Yeah.
So, you know, then I took a 1 hour detour for coffee and
you did You did. What the thing, and I get the Andes bit. It's a, you know, good for you. That's funny. But I, when I sat there and I hate this because I was
so proud of myself with this joke.
I should have.
But I actually tipped the scale so hard that Hunter was like, fuck you. Like, you didn't even like, laugh.
Well, he was like, sorry, man. Well, I'll say every time I ever talk to you, you never, motherfucker's restless. You're never just like, oh, man, got a great hour. You're like, man, I slept like shit last night. Like, yep. Fuck, I'm tired. A slow moving morning. I'm like, well, when have you had a fast moving morning? When the fuck is that going to happen?
Never. Like, never.
And you're like, well, all right. Well, I'm going to get some fog. I'm going to get some coffee.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we'll get your coffee. And then 2 hours go by. And Nick was like, well, should we start setting up the camera? I'm like, don't even move the camera yet. I said, it's going to be a long time before that little fucking smooth skinned son of a bitch starts even remotely coming near us. I'm like, it's going to take some time. But yeah, no, I don't know, man. I can't do it. I can't just sit and just take my time and shit. Especially, you got two people with you who are hanging out who are also like,
oh,
yeah, sure. And then you bark at this poor gentleman back here, and you're like, hey, go get my iced latte from the car.
My lovely tour manager, Tom. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay. No,
I've been dragging him 30 minutes late to everything since the day we started working together.
Yeah, Alex doesn't even work for the show, and you're just like, hey, man up.
Yeah.
Get behind the board.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you step in this place, you immediately think it's yours.
I mean,
you're a pit bull in a new house.
I am.
At a guest home.
At all times.
Yeah. I'm going to just expect you. There's a bathroom in here, but I'm going to expect you just like piss all over the walls and stuff.
Yeah. Have you seen that guy on Twitter like posting all his like trick pisses?
No.
Dude.
What?
They're so good. He'll post photos like standing like in a public restroom on like the handicap railing above the fucking toilet. He's like, had to do this one from high. Or like, you know, then like he had one the other day where he was pissing over a trash can in a public bathroom. He's like, the step back made him fall like fucking basketball.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah.
God.
Let me see if I can pull it up. You see how I got him trained?
I mean, he's right on it, dude. My guy never does that. Nick, who just left from, trying to buy his new car today. His eyes are just glazed over.
Do you think we should make Nick a voice on this show at times? I feel he's added so much, like stepping through.
He's literally one of the most interesting people I've ever met in my life. But just because it's like he does everything opposite of how a human should operate.
Yeah.
So he always.
That's why I think he needs to be a voice on the show periodically. Okay, I got his account. Road Soda 69420.
Road Soda 69420.
Look at our man's. Step back,
that's
made fall.
That's a healthy piss, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's some serious distance. Holy shit.
You think you could piss that good?
No. Hell no. I used to probably at the time. Mm. I remember one of my roommates used to complain. They said I was a loud pisser.
I've never had a stream like that.
You never had one just go that long, that hard?
Yeah, I've always felt like maybe I got cancer or something. I got like back pressure. I always feel like I got more piss than I can release.
Like your body just refuses to actually piss out all the...
Yeah.
That's interesting. Isn't that like a kidney stone? Is that like a kidney stone sign?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe I got one.
Have you ever had a kidney stone before?
No, I've heard they just make you like vomit and then it's super painful.
I've never had one, but people tell me that it's like the worst pain they've ever had in their life.
Actually, my dad had a couple recently. He called me in the middle of the night. And he's like, this is the scariest call ever. It's like 1 a.m. going, ah, hey man, ah, like freaking out. And I'm like, dude, are you good? And I was like call an ambulance. He's like, oh yeah. And then, you know, so he calls the ambulance. They get him over to the hospital, and then I guess one thing leads to another. Like, I think he got a kidney stone, and he passed out a few chunks. But he said it was the worst ever, but he said it was crazy because, like, once it was out, it was just like...
They say it's, like, immediately. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I had a buddy because they say that you have to wait, and hopefully you just pass them. Mm. But my buddy was, like, it was lodged, and they had to do surgery or something. Or, like, do something. I'm not going to pretend I know what it is. But they had to, like, go in and get it out for him.
That's... Yeah. Man, if you got a kidney stone and you're listening to this right now, tell us your story. You know what? We should, this is random, but we should really follow up on your idea of trying to interview like a former sex line worker.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I feel like we got to they got to be out there. Just some old 60-year-old lady like, yeah, I used to do it.
I'd be like, can you turn it on or can you turn it off? And she's like, I still got it.
Oh, yeah.
And just started getting into it.
Shit. No,
what you wearing, baby?
Bro, we talk to them and then we ask them if they still got it. And then we set up a live line and we tell people, hey.
It's all on us too?
Yeah.
We pay for it all?
Yeah. We got Dorsey here and she's going to be taking.
Dude, her dame's not going to be fucking Dorsey.
What do you think?
It'd be like, just like, I mean, like something probably basic. Rose. You know, okay. Jasmine.
What era is Dorsey, you think?
Dorsey? I don't know. 1935 from some fucking depression shit when that was like still.
I don't know, bro.
Isn't that the name? Oh, that's Dorothy. Dorsey. I mean, I don't think I've ever even heard of Dorsey before in my life.
Dude, I'm 16, man.
A girl named Dorsey? That's like the name of a donkey. This is my donkey, Dorsey. She's a good woman.
Bro, I'm 16. All y'all are old to me.
Hey guys, we want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, The Perfect Gene. The Perfect Gene team gave us this whole script to read, and I'm literally reading it word for word right now, including this sentence. That said, I tried the jeans and they were fucking awesome, but this is all a script to me. You'll never know.
Well, today's sponsor, The Perfect Gene, finally solves all of your denim difficulties. They make great-looking, perfect-fitting jeans that are just as comfortable as sweatpants. I tried them, and I promise they are what they're paying me to say they are. The secret, a special denim fabric that's super soft and has the perfect amount of stretch so you can squat, do yoga, or just sit around all day in them without ever wanting to take them off. They make 6 fits, have a waist from 26 to 50, and lengths from 26 to 38. Big boys, short kings, tall dudes, and all the rest, they got you.
For a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order plus free shipping at theperfectgene.nyc or Google The Perfect Gene and use code FADE15 for 15% off. I tried on The Perfect Jeans in a dream one time, and they were so comfy. And my grandfather visited me, and he said, in my dream, and he said, I know I'm dead and you're dreaming, but these Perfect Jeans are so good.
So good.
They're like sweatpants.
Yeah.
Don't you want to feel like you're wearing sweatpants, but they're jeans? And I said, that sounds so great. I said, these are perfect fitting in my dreams. I hope this translates to real life. I've never worn them, but I bet they're good.
And then Hunter woke up and realized he wasn't dreaming.
I was wearing them. Someone put them on me while I was sleeping.
Yeah.
And I said, who the hell did this? I went and I found my wife and I said, if you ever think that you can do that again to me, we're fucking getting divorced. And I remember I had the papers in a manila folder and I said, look at it. She looked at the fine print and it was real.
The Perfect Gene doesn't stop there, though. They've revolutionized t-shirts as well. The Perfect Tee has just enough stretch to hide that beer belly while accentuating your arms and chest for that flawless look. It's soft as butter without shrinking in the wash like all your other tees. It's just perfect. The Perfect Gene always has free shipping, exchanges, and returns. You can have peace of mind knowing that your order is completely risk-free.
It's finally time to stop crushing your balls in uncomfortable jeans by going to theperfectgene.nyc. For our listeners, get 15% off your first order plus free shipping, free returns, and free exchanges when you use code FADE15 at checkout. That's 15% off for new customers at theperfectgene.nyc with promo code FADE15. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them where we sent you. Fuck your khakis and get the perfect jean. I'm trying to think of like what would actually be like. Dorsey would be an unappealing. Like if I was going to call a sex number, I don't think that. And she's like, "Hi, it's Dorsey." I'd be like, "Nah," and I'd try calling a different one.
That'd be so.
Even just some like basic names. What's a basic name that you would be like? I'm trying to think like
that I'd hang up on yeah. The sex line.
Hi, this is Samantha. I'd be like,
I think click. Yeah, try me on a couple.
Taylor.
A hard hang up.
Hang up on Taylor?
Yeah. I grew up with one of my best friends growing
what about,
up with Taylor.
What
yeah.
about Bridget?
Yeah, nah.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Yeah, I'm out.
I feel bad. That's my wife's mom's name.
I mean, I think that's a reason to hang up.
Well, yeah. That's definitely true. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true.
You got tatted? Let's talk about it.
I did get tattooed. My arm is swollen as hell. I got my ditch. Which if tattoo people, it's your in between your forearm and your bicep. I got the KC Wolf with 58 Roman numerals. I'm very happy, man. I hope we win again. We're the first team ever to go triple,
three in a row, bro.
I'm loving this Kansas City Dynasty thing, man. I don't give a shit what people say. People are like, it's rigged. I'm like, good, dude. Keep writing. I like this story.
Isn't there a team like every year since history in sports that where it feels like it's rigged?
They've said that about anything. Yeah. I don't know. People like to complain. It doesn't fucking matter. I still watch. Everybody still watches.
Yeah.
You know, what are you supposed to do?
Season, it's good drama. Who gives a fuck?
I think so.
Yeah.
Man, I was thinking about... Now you got me thinking. Because you can I divulge that you said that you're thinking about purchasing property here?
Yeah. Yeah. You can.
Because I haven't... Because that got me thinking. I'm like, when's the next time I'm going out to L.A.? To just like be in your neck of the woods. I can't think of it, and it makes me very, it brings a smile ear to ear.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you willingly go there.
No. No. Some of the best food in the world is there. I love a lot of people there, but I just cannot stand it. It's just, it's not my speed.
Yeah.
It's not.
I mean, it also feels like LA has just gotten more, I don't know, just somehow I feel like there's more people there. I don't know how. It just does.
There are certain spots where I remember I used to really like it, but then you know what's weird is I've grown. I just had my 40th birthday.
Yeah,
and I'm out of that phase now where I want to do the hip trendy things.
Yeah,
you know when people are like, I'm an Eagle. Is it Eagle Rock? And there's a new sandwich shop place. It's like really good. We're gonna go, and it's just everyone there is just young and beautiful. I'm like, this is fucking gross, dude. That's one thing I love about like Midwest or like just like even going to a fucking McDonald's. Just like real, people are in there.
Yeah.
Some guy with Snoopy, fucking sweatpants walking up.
Yeah,
all 4 Big Macs.
Yeah,
there's something real. I'm like, what's his story?
Yeah. Well, dude, we were playing pool with 2 randos last night.
Mm.
That was pretty great. Yeah,
little pool sharks.
Yeah, they did shark us a little bit.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I've never even picked this up before.
No, it was like some we got small towned.
Okay,
you know, so we walk up and we're trying to get a table, and we, you know, my tour manager, I was like, go speak to them,
mm-hmm.
And he was like, all right, I will. Because, you know, I don't talk to
them. What do you want me to say?
Yeah. And I said, I want that table. So, Tom goes up, and he's like, can we get next? And the guy's like, yeah, sure. All nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. Tom puts down a roll of quarters. We wait for him to finish the game. And Tom politely is like, us? And the guy's like, yeah, go ahead. We put the quarters in. Balls come out. Rack them all. Pull the triangle off. Me and Tom set up for a good game. I say, Tom, go ahead and break. Tom's about to break. Then the nice guy goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. He won the last game. It's his break. We're like, what? And it's like, it's 2s, man. We're like, oh, you just. Yeah. So then they proceeded to try and shark us, and we almost won. We went for 3 games. 1-1, lost in the last one. But we got small town. We paid for all 3. They got that $3 out of us.
That is fucked up.
Yeah. They got that $3.
Yeah, all that silver, dude. Gone.
Clean and clear. Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back to your point, they were just regular people. And it was interesting talking to them.
Yeah, I haven't even been to that place that you said that you were going to. I was thinking, are you going back again tonight?
No, we got an early flight, but motherfucker, I would go back there.
Yeah, I was going to say, what time are you flying out?
Tom, what was it, 6 in the morning?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Private jet?
Yeah, of course.
Private jet, right, landing right on your street?
Yeah, right in front of my house.
That'd be so awesome.
Right in front of my house.
Yeah. That'd be so fucking cool if that was actually the case. Private jets. Have you ever been on a private jet before?
I've been on 2.
I feel like that would scare me.
Yeah.
I heard the light and the turbulence is way worse.
No, they're terrifying, bro. I do not recommend. If you want, like... If you want to enjoy a plane, go on. Dude, I would take a Spirit flight over a private jet any day.
Really?
Any day. Psst. Fucking mark my words. Private planes are scary as fuck.
Do private planes still do they do this the thing like, all right, we're getting ready to approach. Like the pilots, when do they go over the intercom? Or do they just like open the fucking door and they're just like, hey, we're getting ready to land. And they shut the door?
Yeah. No, they don't even tell you. Like,
oh, okay, so it's just way more, it's just way different. Okay.
Yeah. Well, one of the flights I took, they crammed a bunch of us into the plane because whoever was planning the trip back, like, overestimated or underestimated. And so there's this whole thing about the luggage and the weight. So then I end up sitting in the very back of the plane on what is supposed to be the bathroom. There's like a seat that folded over it.
Okay.
And I'm sitting on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's someone opposite me. And the flight was quick because we were going from LA to Vegas, but we're hitting some pockets and I'm just looking down the galley of the plane. I'm like, one good gust and this thing's going. And yeah, after that, I was like, never again.
That's like, there's really nothing more horrifying on the internet. Well, I'm not going to go that far, but anytime I see plane videos of like people and it's like everybody just like sitting like, that's like the funniest thing is it's like, you can tell all hell is breaking loose. Like you can hear like the actual tsunami happening outside the fucking plane. And it's like, everyone is just absolutely still, like just like sitting in their seats and stuff. And in amongst the chaos, like the big bumps, like you're, oh! Yeah. Everybody's screaming, but there's no one actually visibly moving.
Yeah,
that shit fucks me up.
It's just the heads.
Exactly. Exactly. Bump to bump. Some guy's like checking the time on his phone. And I can tell that they're checking the time too, because they're just, you can tell they're really nervous, but they're just like, this doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. Well, bro, that's like the time when the tour last year, we were flying back from Australia. We had some crazy turbulence. One of the overhead bins, the latch was broken, so it was just flying up and down. It was making shit real dramatic.
Yeah.
And the pilot was like, flight attendants, take your jump seats. And that always just sounds scary. Because jump seats.
What an unnecessary name.
I know. It sounds like they get a chance to leave first, and that's just unsettling. And then, Alina's like welling up in the eyes like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then I grab her hand. I'm like, dude, we're chill. And I made the mistake of looking out the window and the fucking wing just like, like it just like dips so hard. I'm looking only at water. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I think that's why everyone looks forward. So they're just like, nah.
Well, that's usually why. I'd never, almost never have the fucking window open.
Yeah.
Whenever I.
Yeah.
I almost never have the window open whenever I'm flying. Because you see, so like even just looking at the regular wing, even if it's fine, it's just kind of shaky.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you can start thinking.
Immediately in my brain, I'm like, this fucking thing is going to get loosened up and fly off this fucking, are you kidding me? So I almost never do that. I will say there was one time too, me and Allison were flying. It was when we were going to Alaska. We had to fly from Portland. We were living in Portland, Oregon at the time. We had to fly to Seattle, and then Seattle was to Alaska. And even just like the Portland to Seattle flight was like 20 minutes.
So you took a little
coming,
plane?
But coming, it probably was.
Yeah.
Because when we were landing in, the plane was like, because of the wind, it was like going sideways.
At an angle.
Whatever. And Allison was like looking at me like, and you could tell there was like the fear of death in her eyes. And I remember I was like, oh man, I'm like, oh, it's kind of wavy. I'm like trying to like, oh, it's a little wavy. I'm getting a little queasy. Are you doing good? And she was like refused to talk. And I looked over to the guy next to me, and there's like this big, like curly headed guy. And he was like, also like, you could tell he was like holding onto his seat really tight. And he like looked over at me and he was just like, and I could tell him like in that moment, I'm like, if we die, me and him at least had some kind of like spiritual connection in some kind of way. We like both just looking into each other's eyes, and we're like, we might fucking die right now. We could very well cease to be in a few moments, especially flying into Seattle, places. Fuck.
That's how you solve racism right there.
Yeah.
Put all the racists with the races they hate in little planes, and just send them 30 minutes at a time. See if they don't just stand up.
Yeah. At the end, everyone's hugging and shit.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
I'm sorry. Just like letting it all out their
it's
chest.
It's okay. It just, I got robbed and I was 12 and, you know, I just kind of carried that burden. It's all right, man. It's all right.
Hey, guys, we want to take a quick break to thank of today's sponsor, Manscaped.
This year, don't just chase rainbows, make your own pot of gold and groom your little leprechaun with the leaders in below the kilt care. Say goodbye to your clover forest with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and let your confidence shine bright. Join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com and use code STRETCH for 20% off plus free shipping.
I used to shave my beard and my balls, and I would not be laughing and having a good time. But when I used Manscaped, I started laughing and having a good time shaving my balls and my beard.
Yeah.
Meet your new lucky charm for St. Patrick's Day, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra.
Woo!
This trimmer comes with two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads. One for classic trim and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires.
Waterproof and equipped with dual LED spotlights, navigate your Shamrock patch in peace. Its compact case makes it an ideal companion, ready for any adventure or last-minute plans. Complete your look with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit, Handyman Electric Face Shaver as well. Great for everything from sculpting your beard to cleaning up your neckline.
Get 20% off and free shipping with code STRETCH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code STRETCH at manscaped.com. This St. Patrick's Day, make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped.
Anyways, dude, what the hell is this? AI Will Smith eating spaghetti? This is old. Yeah. This is old.
That shit was so fucking cringe.
Is this the new one? Is it an updated one?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, it's the new one.
I guess it's the new one.
Yeah.
Watching him do that stupid fucking video of him eating it was so cringy.
Yeah. That's kind of a crazy frame.
Oh, we're all dead.
Yeah.
Like, looking at all of this AI stuff, I'm like, there's no hope for anybody. Like, we're all going to die. I think people also, it's such a non-issue right now to people who aren't in the creative field, and they're just like, who gives a fuck? Fuck off. Oh, sorry, you draw for a living? Whatever. I'm like, this is just like the beginning.
Yeah.
Everybody is fucked.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because obviously that's a big tenet of my current creative project. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, no one cares right now.
Yeah. Because it's just, you know, no one can contextualize what this will be. Like, yeah. They're not thinking what this could mean.
They need to do something to, like, regulate it somehow. I don't know what it is, but it seems like such a cool tool to help, like, with stuff. Like, almost like you could use it as, like, Photoshop or something, but it's just, like, it's the weird thing. There's, like, so many, like, weird moral choices with it, but then also it's, like, I don't know. It's learning too fast, and it's just going to make people are, yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's that whole thing that happens with technology where it starts academic and that's when it's pure.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the last, 10, 15 years, all AI work is now privatized.
Mm-hmm.
But before, all AI work was almost exclusively academic. So there was no interest in it.
I don't know, man. All I know is it's weird, though. It's a hard topic because people are like, fuck it, I don't want anything to do with it. But it's like an unstoppable comet heading towards Earth.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like find a way, or I'm trying to like wait for the discussion to switch. Like, we better embrace. We got to embrace this in our own way and make like basically like make your shit your own way still while utilizing this thing, or else like people are just going to get left to the wayside. So I don't know. It's scary. I don't know.
We don't have to fear about it today, but we can do that next week.
I'm always fearing about it. Every time I turn on my fucking computer, I'm like, fuck you.
Maybe that's the way, dude. We build stinky artist communities where no AI is allowed. And
I think I'm always a proponent that when these things take over and stuff, or even like, I feel like with the big explosions of like Marvel movies being the biggest thing, I think that's also why A24 is successful, because people are wanting these like niche, weird movies. So I think that like, I think there'll be a push for like more human touch to things, and you might see maybe like more traditional art becomes more popular.
Yeah.
Or just something weird. I don't know. I'm not like fucking Nostradamus or something. I don't.
No, you are. You are.
Okay, I am.
Yeah, you're predicting the future
now. All right, I'm predicting the future right now.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yep.
That's the facts. No lies. Facts.
You're a philosopher king. You're
philosopher king.
Yeah, whatever it is. Whatever else they say.
Can I tell you a gripe I've been having lately?
Yeah.
Is people, mostly women, and this doesn't help my case for Hunter Hates Women on the show. That's been a big meme, and what's fucked up is I'm like almost starting to believe it myself. That's not true. But is women on TikTok doing silent book reviews?
What the hell is a silent book review?
You haven't seen a silent book review on TikTok?
No.
It's like girls, like, they show you which books they read, but they don't say like why they liked it. They just like flip through it and they're like doing emotions. Like, it's like them being like, whatever. And I'm always in there. Yeah, there you go. And they do this every time. Do this. And it's like, oh, she likes this one. See? Oh, maybe not. Oh, okay, decent. And then this one is. Oh.
Right.
This isn't one of the better ones. I don't know what the fuck she's doing.
Let's
usually find people one. Usually people like freak out. They're like flipping through the pages and stuff. And
my name is Haley.
Okay. I don't know. But the whole thing is like I'm watching through it, and you know what's fucked up is I'm catching myself watching the whole thing. It's like weird. It's like I don't know what part of my brain. I'm like the entire time I'm like, why am I watching this?
Mm.
And it's them sitting there, and they're like flipping through the pages. Well, it started off because I started getting to this weird thing where I got on like the book side of TikTok for some reason.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first off, I just want to say that I cannot even remember the last time I read a full book. Okay. I remember in school, you're like, hey, we're reading this book. And I didn't even read those books. I would lie and be like, yeah, I read it. And
yeah.
Read it.
Yeah.
So, and I don't count like comics or anything like that. Like an actual full book. And I'm always like, who the fuck has time or the energy to just sit down and read? Like, it's like these TikTok book things. I'm kind of all over the place. Are people being like, this is what I read for the month of August.
Yeah.
And it's 8 fucking books.
Well,
I'm like, do you not realize we have a TV, dude? We have things that there's visuals. Like, you don't have to like put the pieces together in your head.
Bro, in elementary school, she was also my neighbor.
Look at that.
Bro, wait, check this out.
Oh my God.
This girl, she was my neighbor, and she sat next to me in elementary school. Wicked smart. Wicked smart. Her like reading comprehension was fucked up. Do you remember?
Bad?
No, like in like superhuman.
She's showing off all the Dr. Seuss books.
It felt that way. Like she would just talk about, she just speak normally about whatever. So in this example, Sorcerer's Stone came out by Harry Potter. How heavy was that book? It was pretty fat.
Pretty thick book.
Yeah. And she was like a massive Harry Potter fan. She brings the book to school because we had like a reading hour. And she would just finish her schoolwork and then like open the book.
Mm.
And she was using it like to pass time in class. I watched her chew through maybe almost, I don't know, half that fucking book.
Like, damn.
And she was sentient about all of it. She's like, oh my God, wow. And just, this is how it sounded. This is how her reading the book sounded like. I never felt dumber
getting,
in my life.
Yeah, getting
bro.
Blisters on her fucking hand yeah. from, yeah.
the paper, burning holes in the pages.
The paper drying her fucking fingertips out. No, I think that's where I come into is that I wish that I had the attention span to sit down and be like, I'm going to enjoy this book.
Yeah.
You know, because there's some of these TikToks that are like, in my opinion, just kind of cringy. Of like they're sitting there and the girl's like reading the book. She's like, and they're like reading it. And they're like flipping the page. I'm like, is this an honest? I tried to ask a couple of people. I'm like, you read books, right? Yeah, I read books. And I'd be like, have you ever like been
was that
gasping?
Nick?
Yeah, no.
That was Nick.
Nick reads like weird Russian dystopian. Like if it's like nuclear fallout, he like, oh yeah, I like that book.
We got to interview Nick, man.
Weirdest guy I've ever met in my life. But it's just, I'm like, I wish I could be that enthralled. And I think that's the thing is I'm just too dumb to really
fair.
Be able to
that's
get
crazy
into it.
Because you're an animator, so I feel like your imagination's there.
A fuck, dude. Animators are stupid as fuck, too.
That's fine, but I
you
feel
know,
like...
All artists are really fucking dumb in their own way. But, like, look at this. Also, I'm just like, who has the time? Like, who... Because the thing is, like, you might be like, oh, I watch a lot of TV. How sentient are you actually when you're watching television? Like, how much are you... Also, can we take a break or pause this real quick? And the covers of these books are, I don't know who the fuck passes these of like, all right, it's Ugly Love and it's going to be some bubbles in water. Send it. Also, your name is going to be 30% of the cover.
I want to know the science behind book cover marketing.
There. Yeah, see, she likes that one. Do that. There you go.
She's giving the...
There you go. And I love the comments too because people, these fucking people read these books like crazy, dude. People are like, oh, I love that book. You're so right. That one was bad. A lot of like weird fantasy shit, like Court of Rose,
yeah,
The Serpent's Tongue, White Mane Dove, just some weird shit. And girls like, oh my God, I wish I could go back and read that one again for the first time.
The only thing that comes to my mind right now is Netflix and all like scripted media has gotten so bad that people are like, fuck it, I'm gonna try books.
Well, yeah, I mean, in a way, people just being like, I need to actually consume something that's worth my time, whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's true too. I'm just fucking gouging down like Deadliest Catch and like reality television.
Deadliest Cow's probably a show too.
Deadliest Cow. I'm watching like what is it? Down for Love and Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah. Oh, I started that.
Which one?
The new season, because you were saying it was good.
Oh, Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you
think? I didn't feel as I got what you're saying, like you're feeling like are we supposed to laugh with or at, but nah, I think from the first episode I got that feeling of like appreciation pretty immediately.
I don't think that I was saying that should we the audience be laughing at that.
No.
I'm saying that it's the thing of the people creating it,
yes,
who are using this as a thing of like, oh, and it's probably coming from a place where like the creator might have somebody that has these issues too in their life, and that's why they're like, oh, this is why I'm inspired to make it.
Yeah.
But it's just the setup of some of these things, like not telling them about, like correcting them in ways and making them look kind of foolish in some situations.
Totally.
That's the part where I'm like, this feels fucked.
Yeah.
They're all like likable character. Like, I mean, I like all of them. I enjoyed myself finding out about each of them, but it was just situations where it's like, yeah, he's like, I don't know if I like this girl or something. And then they wait four turns, but they're like, hey, you probably shouldn't be writing those mean things about these people in front of them, huh? Right, guy? And he's like, what? You know, you're writing those kind of things. And you're like, you waited four fucking rounds of this blind dating thing to tell him that? Why not just be like, hey, let's not do that now?
Well, because then they wouldn't be reality producers.
Then we wouldn't have conflict in the show. That's what sells shows, okay? Yeah, so.
Listen, they might be on the spectrum, but we're still going to do our thing here, okay?
Yeah, well, we got fucking bills to pay. Netflix needs us to get some ratings. So. But no, I mean, I liked all of them. It's a fine show. The only one I didn't like, dude, was is Queer Eye. You know why they did a season in Kansas City?
Mm.
And one of
they
the
didn't pick you.
One of the episodes. I wish. Well, I wasn't living in Kansas City, also, but they did pick one of my a person I knew.
Oh,
it was one of the. It was like a guy they were doing. He's like a younger guy. I think he was like in his early 20s, and it was. It was somebody that my wife used to work with whenever Sprint was still a company, that phone company.
Yeah.
And it was like her brother, and they were doing it all up, and it's all this stuff. And at the end is like, oh, we're trying to get him out of his comfort zone and have a date. And it's my friend Chachi. It was his wife in real life, and they tried setting it up like, oh, he's going to ask her on a date. But it's like it's my buddy's wife and stuff. It was just this whole, the illusion was broken then.
Yeah.
I was like, I know everything that's happening.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, this shit's fake, dude.
It's
like once you feel like Pimp My Ride, when you find out afterwards, they don't, like, this shit's cool. And then like the car just is ass.
Yeah.
Like,
they take everything away.
Yeah. They just like take it all away and they're just like, cool. Thanks for the fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the episode.
Now that I'm here in Kansas City, where are you taking me after this?
I'm taking you somewhere after this?
Yeah, come on.
Oh,
come on.
I didn't know what your pre-show ritual is. What is your actually? Here's before I answer that. What's your pre-show ritual? Because you have a show at a time at 7.
Yeah,
that's when your first show. You have two shows tonight.
Before it used to be like pace in the green room and tell Tom like, "Am I funny?" And I'd cry. And Tom,
I imagine a lot of comedians are like that though.
Yeah,
you get the pre-show jitters and shit.
Yeah, now it's I don't know. Now I try to just like I try to work out a little bit. And then if I need to, I take a nap. I don't know. I try to keep it. I try not to hype it up. Like, I'm just going to go there.
I feel like working out's a good idea.
Yeah.
Get all that pent up energy out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I just try to, I want to be up there not feeling like I'm doing a show, if that makes sense. Like, I want it to.
Well, I don't. I'm living vicariously through you because I don't know what it's like to perform. Because I would go up and be like, no, I know exactly what you mean, but I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. I'm being completely honest. If I was up there, if anything, I would think the exact opposite. I'd be like, we're at a show. I need to make this a spectacle, a show.
Yeah.
You know? So to say that you're going up and you're not making a show, I get what you're saying, but I feel like I would my mind would be in the opposite direction.
No, I think I just want to, yeah, I think with this set, I want it to feel as authentic as possible. Mm. That's all.
I see.
Yeah. Because I think, I don't know, I think the tendency sometimes with stand-up is, I think you can get into a thing where, yeah, you try to make it a spectacle. And I don't know. I think you want to try to put more emphasis on like what you're saying. And like, I don't know, just hit a happy medium. I'm not like judging any stand-ups per se, but I notice that in myself. Sometimes I like ham it up and I'm like, let me just make it about the joke.
You know what's fucked up is last night when I was watching your show, if I'm being completely honest, I was like, man, I wish he was like a magician.
Yeah, I wish that sometimes too, honestly.
Just for the fact of like, I wish that your like your live performance was something else besides stand-up.
Yeah.
Stand-up is so popular right now, and that's fine, and I, you know, I'm happy for your craft, all whatever. Yeah. Sometimes I just wish you're up there with like a fucking cape and a hat.
Yeah.
Doing something.
Oh, bro, anytime I go to Vegas and I see billboards for like Shin Lim and all those like Vegas guys.
The future of magic.
I'm like, that's sick.
what I wouldn't give to just be like, you're a funny guy, and then you just take magic super, super seriously. I was like, I'm like thinking about that. I'm like, I don't think I've ever met anybody who has like a magic friend. Do you have a magic friend at all?
I used to know someone's dad who did magic.
No, but like professionally?
He was like semi. He was in the world. He had like beef with other magicians. Yeah.
Now those are stories I want to know about.
Yeah. All I knew about this person's father was that he had beef with another magician because this other magician claimed that one of his tricks was stolen by this person's father. And so it was funny because this other magician, he had a day job. Like,
sure.
You know, and me and this person, we actually went into this guy's day job by chance, and the dude was like fuming because he recognized the father's kid that like I was with.
I know you.
Yeah. He was a total dick to us. And I said, what the hell was that? And the person was like, dude, that guy is like beef with my dad over magic.
Did he talk like a magician?
No.
I never feel like magicians ever turn it off. So it's always probably still grand.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's he.
I know who you are. You're the seed of my biggest enemy.
Well, he wouldn't even give us that.
What did he say?
One word.
Deceit.
Out.
Oh, he just said out.
Out.
That's pretty like kind of epic.
Yeah.
Did he throw down like a smoke pellet or anything?
Yeah, then he disappeared as well.
Yeah. He turned into like six or seven doves and flew off. He seemed like running in the back of the building though. Like just dead.
Oh, bro, what am I talking about? Do I have a magic friend? Tom, I'm sitting here and I'm completely forgetting about Casey. Oh, my. Yeah. A good buddy of Tom's that I met through touring. He's a legit magician. Card stuff. Yeah.
Is it just card stuff?
Yeah, but you want it is. I can already see it on your face. You want fucking ribbons being pulled out of your ass.
Sure. That would be awesome. I saw the David Blaine in Vegas, and it was pretty much just card shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much just a magician. You have a fucking deck of cards, which also, dude, get a new... Whenever I see a magician with a deck of cards, I'm like, dude, pick fucking something else.
What is an object that you could... That would be, like, impressive?
Swiss Army knives.
Okay. Yeah.
If he did some kind of trick with a Swiss Army knife, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's just... There's nothing convenient about a fucking guy in a sports jacket or a blazer or whatever.
Yeah.
Walking up in the... Especially a... Oh, God. The blazers with the sleeves rolled up.
Yeah.
No tie, blank shirt underneath. Yeah. Whatever. And he's like, all right, so do you guys like magic? And we're like, yeah, I guess. And then he takes out a deck of cards. I'm like, who the fuck just casually carries around a deck of cards?
Magicians?
I'm always, yeah, well, exactly. But I'm just like, can you not make it more, like, if you're at a restaurant, could you just do something with, like, a fork or a fucking plate or something? Like, that shit.
Yeah.
Make it applicable to the, if you were in a casino, sure.
Yeah.
Right? If you're on the casino floor doing something, a deck of cards, sure. Yeah. Right?
Stack of plates, to the theme of
I'm
the
just
context.
Saying, if you're
like
a magician, let's theme it up a bit.
Yeah.
Make the items applicable to what's around you.
There was that weird period of like Instagram magicians. They like, remember
was
that?
Editing.
There was that, but then
there's
a weird thing where it was like young guys would walk around and they would mix card tricks with like calculator-based tricks. I don't know if you've ever like seen one of those.
No.
They do like street magic and then they would incorporate like a calculator to like unlock people's phones. It was like a weird like niche thing. And I only know this because someone did it. I was like with a group and someone did it to someone in the group. And then I started noticing them more on the internet. So I remember that. And like, I think that's the only like real modern variation I've seen on street magic, like really blow up, is like using the technology to try to whatever. But
I'm here for it, man.
Yeah.
I want to go to a. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I hate all magicians. I'm just saying I want to fucking be in. I want to be enthralled.
Nate Bargatze's dad's a magician.
Who the fuck is Nate Bargatze?
The comedian? I thought you would have known him.
I don't know him.
Oh.
I don't know many stand-up guys. Like, mm-hmm. I really don't consume stand-up comedy.
Well, he's like big, like Midwest and South, so I feel like the name would have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. Nope.
So I guess his dad is a magician, and I could be getting this wrong, but I think like him and his dad have toured together, and his dad opens up the show doing magic, and then he goes up there and he does stand-up.
Does he look like Elijah Wood to you at all?
Slightly. Definitely.
I think it's the eyes.
Yeah. They got those angelic eyes, man.
Look at it like an Italian Elijah Woods.
What's Elijah up to?
Doing awesome shit.
Can we see Elijah's
him, Robert Pattinson, and Daniel Radcliffe, those guys got that legacy big movie money, so then they just produce whatever.
Yeah.
Like Elijah Wood. He had that movie Come Here, Daddy, I think is what it was called. Or Come to Daddy is what it was. A weird horror film thing. But he produces a lot of shit and just like a lot of weird stuff. He's really into like horror films and like weird. Oh, there it goes again. That's all right.
It's okay.
All right. But he does a lot of like weird, like he does music.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. I don't know. He's always doing cool stuff and like producing things. And
man, that's what I want. I want to try to find that one project that gets me the money so I can just do the weird shit all the time.
Yeah.
Only weird shit.
You do the weird shit already.
I do.
You have your Hot Labs thing. You're flying out here. You go on stage, you tell funny jokes.
Oh, thanks, dude.
That's what else would you want?
I don't know. Yeah.
I want to just be super rich to where I could just be like, this is a cool idea. Here, make it.
Nah, and it just shows up and you give notes.
No, not even that. Just like, I love your shit. Boom. And just help people make it.
Oh, another person. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be sick. Yeah.
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 Ovi, what the hell is this? YouTube snoring fetish. Is that even real?
Ovi's fucking weird, man. I feel like this is in her own likes and stuff. Go into a Reddit that's
it's just her account.
Yeah, exactly. Uploaded by Ovi.
Yo, what?
All right. How do you find this?
Okay, all right. Pause. First of all, Alex, is this
Kat Palavoz? I feel like
this is Russian for
sure.
Yeah,
no, it's Russian, right?
Yeah.
But what does that mean? Do you know?
Kat is like how, I feel like, in Russian or something like that.
Cock is how?
Howl or how?
How. Like, cock, Russian.
Here we go.
Cock, Russian.
The Knicks here, like, Russian.
Yeah.
Actually, cock is, I learned this in the seventh reading of Chernobyl autobiography.
Yeah, Alejandro Dardakovsky's documentary, he says that quite a bit. And the subtitles did say how, so. So wait, are they trying to say that like this girl is just walking? First off, this is great horror movie fodder.
Yeah.
Is what that is. Like a guy just sitting there, the perfect lighting. That's what I understand is like people just need to like get a shitty camera to make a film like this.
Yeah. Anything that feels like it's from John Wayne Gacy's fucking video it's like, library.
It's my big bear.
Yeah.
Snoring up, belly full of honey. I'd kill for this body type, dude. Those pants look comfy as fuck too. This is like an RV. This has to be in an RV, right?
Dude, it's Russia, man. This has got to be some post Cold War.
A dick just comes in a screen.
Yeah, we're like, oh, all right.
Uh oh, here's a snore fetish. So wait, is this just literally people being like, isn't this hot that he's snoring?
Yeah. What are the comments like on this?
This is so creepy, man. The idea of somebody just like,
oh,
what did that say?
Beautiful hairy bear.
Love it. Beautiful hairy bear.
What kind of
them? That person sneaking in like the giant ass light. Waking up and then like them just like putting the camera right over their face.
What would you call this category? Hibernation? Hibernating?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, something like that.
Hibernation core.
Yeah. Oh. Does he have a single tooth?
Kind of does look like a little,
just a little
cartoon baby. Wish he had a bald head and like one giant curly hair.
Bro, how is like a locomotive? That's what that means?
Nah.
I guess it's like a car, so it's just like, rrr.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Ovi,
I wish Ovi was here to atone for her sins, because how can she present this like a fetish when it's just a singular video? Like, she just found Russian men snoring and she's like, this is a fetish.
It was like, there's no other thing to the document of like not explaining what Russia, it's just a random Russian man in a bed snoring.
She's it's like, okay.
Perfect.
Our Ukrainian Splinter Cell agent Alex is filling in today and he's going to.
I can tell you what this is. If you want, but once you go down the road, there is no turning back.
That's why I have Alex working for my company. I'm siphoning some of that Ukrainian aid directly into our directly into our business.
Getting that government money.
Yeah, I got a Ukrainian migrant. I'm going to need some cash. You found this on Reddit? What is it?
First off, why is it blurred? Not safe for work. It's a man sleeping.
Yeah, okay. There's
his dick isn't even out or anything. It's just like, they're like, all right, now brace yourselves. Don't be opening this up. If you were like at your office in like H&R Block, like helping somebody's finances, it would be weird, right? To be like, why are you watching a guy snoring? But it's not like someone would be like, what? Turn that smut off.
Yeah, yeah. This doesn't feel smutty enough.
Okay. That's a fucking, can I just say that guy looks relaxed as shit?
Yeah.
Hands above his head. I could never sleep like that. My sleeping poses, I'm always like, I curl up. I'm like a fetus. I curl up.
Well, let me tell you, the master of sleeping in weird positions is that guy right there.
Which one?
My tour manager.
Tom.
Tom can fall asleep sitting up.
I can't. There's
straight
no
like a board. The amount of times on the tour of us, that I've walked out at 4 in the morning to take a piss, and this guy's been there like holding a beer.
I wish I had the energy, dude.
It's insane. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He could fall asleep standing. I swear to God. I
swear to defy God. All logic.
Yeah.
That's how Nick is, too, kind of. Nick, I always wish I could sleep sitting up because I've always wanted to sleep on planes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been able to sleep on a plane before, really. Well, from time to time. I mean, if I'm, like, dead tired, sure. But, I mean, like, every time I get on a plane, Nick is able to just, like, I mean, he sits down and he's just like... and just like dies.
I don't think Nick is human.
No, he's not.
He's a robot.
It's just, it's just too uncomfortable. I like to be laying down on my side. I tuck in real tight, tuck in extremely tight. And then I stopped doing the thing because I used to like, I tucked in tight and then in the morning I would do a big stretch. But then I got too many Charlie horses, so I stopped doing that.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Charlie horse from sleep?
No. Waking up and you do the big stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Like you stretch way too much and then your fucking calf muscle just does.
Oh, no.
Clips in on it. You've never had a Charlie horse like that?
No.
You lucky bitch.
No.
Are you serious? You've never had a Charlie horse before in your life?
No, man.
Have you guys had a Charlie horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No.
There we go. All I'm saying is don't do big, you do big stretches whenever you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like.
Sure, big stretch, yeah. Huge. God, I'm massive. I love this because you have like a Shakira belly.
Yeah, I do.
Like a little like Britney Spears 2005
I'm Croft,
probably when it comes out.
I'm Croft.
You come out like that and you're like, there it is.
I'm Croft. I'm really Croft popping
out. I love it.
I feel like a little.
It's like you stretch your leg though. I think it's like your hamstring or something because you like stretch. Your leg stretches out like that and then, yeah, your calf muscle just.
Yeah.
And it stays like that for a bit and you're like, ah! It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
Not every Bad day. Pain. Every day I wake up relaxed and late.
I wake up, I could not have gotten better sleep, even though I tell everybody that I didn't sleep well at all.
Yeah.
And then that's how it goes.
I roll over, I stretch, I go, man,
that was the worst sleep I've ever had in my life.
I slept like shit.
10 blissful hours, 10 hours of REM sleep.
Damn, I slept bad.
Could not have been better for your body. God damn, I was tossing and turning.
God damn, I slept like shit.
It's like a... I have a webcam set up watching you record. You actually did not move once.
I do sleep coughing like too.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're just flat back?
Flat back. Yep.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Hold on. What's this comment on the...
Just leave it. Whatever. Yeah, we have two other cameras.
Just let them split the fucking camera at this point, dude. This is so funny. I know Nick will come back here and be like...
Well, I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to say, yeah, the camera kept turning off. He's going to do, what? Really? I do. Yeah, like three or four times. It kept beeping. Huh. That's weird.
I want to be there with him right now buying his Chevy Bolt.
I don't. It's 2 hours away.
For what reason?
Because I was telling this yesterday. He felt wronged.
Yeah.
By he felt dealership. Wronged by the Chevy dealership because he's like, they tried charging him like 500 more bucks on something and he took his deposit back and then he's like, well, I'm just going to find a dealership that I think is not going to screw me over. And I'm like, that's impossible.
Let me tell you right
now. They're going to do that.
Nick is so funny. if we could just let him speak for the next episode, and it would be hysterical.
You wouldn't have to talk. He will talk. We drove from Austin to Denver one time to pick up that statue in there. It's a 14-hour drive. He talked every second of the way. He would talk, and then he would sleep for 2 hours, and it was his intervals. He'd wake up and be like, "Man, it's kind of windy outside." I don't remember. And he would just go off, and I would not say a thing. Tell me about his whole life, everything that's ever wronged him. Weird shit too, like stuff that's like personal that you're like, "Why would you even say that?" Like it's like just weird. Nothing like incriminating or anything, but just like weird shit of like awkward dates he's been on or something. Yeah. He's like, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, one time I showed up at her house and I kind of misread the situation.
Or I was trying to have a three-way, but it didn't work out like I was. Didn't really work out like I was planning and all this stuff. And this is 14 hours of it. And then I remember I got back and Harry was sitting there and I told Harry, I was texting Harry. I'm like, dude, he has not stopped, which is fine. Yeah. I'm like, it's entertaining the whole way. But then Harry just texts back and he's like, "You are experiencing what it's like to be on a date with Nick." And then I just thought about all the girls he's going to date on. I'm like, this is what it is. Especially even the first time that he ever talked to you, he brought up the bug people thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, especially like this LA thing. I'm like, I don't really know a lot of these people. This is like the first time even like probably meeting Alex and everybody else. And I was like,
And
he's like, yeah, actually bug people is actually a term used for Chinese people in warehouses because of what I'm like, Nick,
it's something that they say on 4chan.
And he tells me about date questions he asks his dates and shit. And you're like, why would you ask her that? He's like, do you know any Nazis? And you're like, why would you even ask that? He's like, it was pertinent to the conversation because she was talking about zone of interest.
Oh my God.
I was like, okay. That kind of shit. He is a type too, though.
Does he?
He's extremely biased. He wants an Asian girlfriend so bad. He's like, no, I don't. And I'm like, you go, well, and he's like, well, I keep getting these matches, but it just ends up being these. It's like Chinese guys who have fake profiles on these dating websites, and they're trying to get shit out of you.
Right.
And he's like, there's another fake one again today, that kind of thing. And it's just because he keeps swiping on these Asian ladies' pictures.
Right.
And he just desperately wants to have an Asian wife. And the thing too is, he is like, he wants a relationship.
He wants love?
Yeah. Which is, he has like every good intention in mind. It's just he goes about it in just the funniest ways. It's just, I don't know. He's a funny guy.
Yeah. I think maybe we exploit Nick a little bit. We do a live dating show. First of all, we get a lineup of, potential interest.
Do you do the thing where it's like you don't see him at first? And then I'm like, do you do it like there's two Asian women here that I know you're going to love?
No.
And then there's one beautiful white woman.
You get a lineup of all races, and then that's okay. The first test. We sprinkle in three Asian women.
Sure. And then that phase is going to be obsolete.
I know, but that's what will be funny, because then right before we have you on camera, and you're like, if I'm taking the over-under, I'm going to take no less than three Asians, and there's three Asians in the lineup.
Mm.
And then Nick walks up, and he's like, I'm contestant 4, 8. And then you're like, is there anything about them that, stuck out to you? And he's like,
not really. They just
seem nice.
They have very nice clothes. Which, here's the thing is, I think that, I think people can have types. You can just be like, personally find Asian women beautiful. I'm more attracted to Asian women, right? It's just, he just won't admit it, though. That's where I'm like, he sits there, he's like, I really don't. It could be anybody, and I just wouldn't care. I just want to love somebody.
Wow. Damn.
I know. Then I'm like, well, if you're just trying to love somebody, fucking...
no shot. He said, I just want to love somebody.
I'm just ready to love.
Wow. Damn. I wish Nick was here to answer for some of this.
He's too busy buying his RC car.
Yeah, buying his RC car. 2 hours away. What's he driving over there in?
His broken down Hyundai. It actually sucks. He has this Hyundai where it's like a Sonata or something. Mm. But it's that particular year, that transmission or the engine blows out at 70,000 miles.
Oh, just guaranteed.
So it's this recall situation. So he had it recalled, and I think he changed out the motor and he's going to sell it. I would leave it. Who cares? They have two other cameras. They can work with it.
Who gives a shit?
But I don't know. All I know is he was sitting there and he's like, I just really want to go EV. You know, get an EV.
Do you, man? Do whatever, you?
You know what I mean? But the thing is, I'm like, it's going to be a rough call. The place he's going is 2 hours away, right? So then I'm like, man, when he drives back, I'm like, is he going to have to stop and charge?
Oh, is it 100% EV?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have to probably chill.
He's like, well, I'll be back in this time. I'm like, you're going to have to charge that car on your way back. You know that, right? And he's like, well, there's spots, and it's like Spires or some shit, which is like, it takes like 7 hours to get like 3% of your battery or whatever.
Dude, so, I promise you, he's going to, what time is it now? He is going to text you at 5 and be like, I think I'm going to have to stay here the night.
Something weird like that. Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
I said, do you think you'll be back by 7 or 8? He's like, probably 7. And I was like, closer to 8.
Yeah.
I was like, probably 8. And then now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, that guy. And I'm like, you're not even going to make. I think I'm going to text him. And I'm like, you're probably not going to make the show.
Yeah. No.
And he'll be like, no, I'll be there. And I'll be like, all right. You want to bet? Are we betting on this? I'm down to bet. I'm a betting man. I'm a gambler, dude.
I'm just.
Bet. You know what though is, you know what's the thing too is, he won't pay for a hotel or anything. He will sleep in that car.
Yeah, while it charges.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is like a raccoon. That's the only animal I could describe him as, is like a fucking raccoon.
Like he eats garbage?
No. Just like, well, I don't know, I guess.
Yeah.
He refuses to like, he's like, well, I forgot. And I'm like, just like eat something. I'm like, here, why don't you eat this before you go? Okay. And he'll eat up. And then there'll be times, too, where he's like, well, I got to go home. And he will deep clean his house at 9 p.m. and be up to like 2. And then he'll like, well, I made dinner at like 2 because I was getting hungry. I'm like, well, what'd you make? Kebabs. And he'll make kebabs. And he's like, well, I make so much and I to where I can heat them up later. And then they just go bad in his fridge and he throws them away anyways. Yeah. I'm like, why don't you just get like make one kebab? Why are you making a whole kebab? Like, he makes a kebab as if there's, like, a cookout.
Yeah. Like, he's catering portions.
Yeah, I'm like, I just like to imagine, too, someone's just sitting by themselves, and, like, they have the thing, and they're just like... popping in, like, a Criterion Blu-ray. Perfect. I feel like the perfect night.
Like, Nick is just making his life hard on purpose. Like, he could just buy a car in town. But he has to go get the one 2 hours away.
He is dead set on that.
All right.
He's one of the smartest, most interesting people I've ever met, but it's just some of the things he does, you're just like, what is going through your mind?
Right.
Which I feel like, you know what? I think everybody could kind of have those moments.
Yeah, totally. I'm not shaming him in any way, but I do think we need to interview Nick at some point.
It'd be funny to get him on the show.
Yeah, just a few questions, you know? Just to get his input, because whenever I say anything to him, I feel like he says the funniest shit ever.
Oh, yeah. It's the most unexpected shit you'd ever heard in your life. Just the most incriminating shit against himself, too. Yeah. Just like stuff.
He's like, oh, yeah, I got these new Nike socks. He's like, are those the ones that come in the 12-pack? You're like, yeah. It's like, yeah, the fabric on those isn't too great. Semen gets through.
Yeah, there's actually a weird article about how Chinese semen got into Nike socks for a period of time. I got stuff. Then you'll just be talking about like anything, like drinking a Gatorade. I'll be drinking a Gatorade and be like, you want a Gatorade? No, but I actually developed an allergy against chocolate. So and you're like, what? What are you talking about?
Well, everyone, tune in soon when we chat with Nick. Tell us something you want us to ask Nick. Based on the limited information you have about Nick, what is something you would like Nick to speak on?
Yeah. It'd be interesting. Just like anything in the world, not even necessarily pertaining to him, but just like...
Anything.
Anything at all. Even personal things. How would you go about doing this?
Really basic shit. What's your opinion on vegetables? Like, you know, do you...
Because you know what's going to be funny? Like, what's your opinion on vegetables? He'd act like the question's kind of stupid at first. And he's going to say, I mean, I like vegetables. And you're like, what do you like about them? Well, and that's where the terror comes.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah, exactly. And he talks about like how his dog died from a vegetable somehow or something, something crazy or like.
It's like I knew a guy. I knew a guy who had sex with a vegetable one time.
And you're like, well, how do you know that? He's like, well, it just goes down.
I'm not even, dude. I'm genuinely laughing my ass off because I can just hear Nick's voice in all of this shit. And just from the limited moments I've had with him, it's always like he would do something so basic, and you're like, this task should just be completed. And somehow a story does come up in the middle of that, and it completely derails him for a second.
In the past 2 years, I've spent more time with him than probably any other human being.
Yeah.
Just because we work together and stuff, and I feel like I've aged 12, 14 years.
Yeah, Nick has like a mind where... It's only what, 20 some years old?
No, he's 30.
Okay, so it's his brain is like physically only 30 years old, but somehow it feels like he's like a DMT pill like walking around. I feel like he has millions of years of knowledge.
Like my grandfather. He reminds me of my grandfather a lot.
Yeah.
Just like how old people always have shit to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, thing, so I don't know.
Hey man, Nick is just I saw we ended on this, but I saw this like hilarious comment. There's like a clip going around of this young kid is like, I think it's in New York, and there's like two young kids in school, and one of them's like, hey man, what's your order at the American Deli? Or I think actually it may not be New York, might have been Atlanta. You ever been to one of those, American Deli?
No.
It's like a chain. I haven't either, but I had to look it up because I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I guess it's like a wings place. And so this kid can't be any older than 11, but when when the kid asks him, like, oh, what do you order there? He immediately responds, and he's like, oh, lemon pepper. And he starts going into his order, like, with a lot of passion.
Mm-hmm.
One of the top comments was, I'm glad to see we're still producing old heads. Like,
yeah.
The kid's 11, but he's going to be an old head, like, guaranteed.
Yeah.
So that's what Nick is to me. Like, he's just, you know, genetically old head.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we need them in this world.
So. Yeah. His trajectory is as unknown as... the universe itself. So I used to think I knew him, and then it's like it's ever shifting. It's literally like a fucking galaxy. It's unbelievable. It just depends on what day you're on. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, everyone, you'll see all the hype very soon. We'll get Nick going in one of these episodes, if not maybe the next one. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you very soon.
Yep, bye.
And Hunter loves you.
I don't.
He loves you.